Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Quiz Woods.
Shoot.
Who do the Aztecs play tonight?
To UNLV.
Very good. Very good. 6 o'clock tonight. They win the Mountain West Conference
yep.
for the second straight year. They lose. They probably don't. Third place is in the offing. So it's a big game.
It's a huge game.
They lost. Remember, they were 26-0 last season. They lost to UNLV. Ended the winning streak.
What is the channel it will be on tonight?
The one you don't get.
Perfect. So we'll look forward to your recap tomorrow.
Interestingly enough, though, Colorado State kind of whining about the rules because Colorado State right now is, I believe, 14-3 with two games left.
Okay.
San Diego State is 13-3 with one game left.
Yeah, so if they win, they'll be 14-3.
Right, but they've been given two forfeit wins. So at the end of the year, if San Diego State wins, they'll have more win, even though they didn't play those two games. Colorado State said, no, we won more actual games. We should be the conference champion. And the Mountain West is going, that's not what we
agreed to.
That's not what we agreed to. San Diego State will be the champion if they win tonight.
And, you know, you can cry about it. And then you can, if you want to exact revenge, just go win the Mountain West tournament. It's not like you're not going to have a chance.
Of course.
Like, just go do it. Everyone's crying too much. Let's be more European.
The two teams split against each other earlier this season. Remember, San Diego State went up like 27 or something in the first half and lost that first
game. Was that the one you told me to bet? No,
might be a different one.
Might be a different one.
Yeah. So tonight's game, big one. And, you know, UNLV will like spoil the fun for San Diego State if they can.
Playing spoiler is a great bit.
That's
but,
what
you
they
know,
do.
You got to think the way that they played lately, Dutch is going to have them ready, you know, hair on fire.
He
the defense has been amazing.
He says the right things. He brings it up right away. Hey, you know, this team, you
he
know,
does
UNLV,
say the right
they played a lot of. They play a lot of close games against good teams. You know, they haven't gotten over the hump in a lot of them, but they can absolutely, you know, spoil the fun for us if we're not playing our A game and, you know, come strong in this one tonight against the Rebels. So that's the that's tonight.
Well, text me some updates,
calendar.
Would you?
We'll do so.
Thank you.
Get into this story. The Athletic breaking some more news involving the investigation into Mickey Callaway in Major League Baseball. We'll get to that after this check in traffic on 97.3 The Fan. And this hour, Ben and Woods is brought to you by Albertsons and Vons. Vons and Albertsons make it easy to make healthy choices every day. Right now, enjoy savings on nature's perfect anytime snacks. Sweet, juicy strawberries. 1 pound packages or buy one, get one free. Price valid through March 9th with club card where applicable. I like good juicy, sweet strawberries, Woods.
Save that clip.
Fair enough.
Thank
Fair
you, Paul.
Enough. Just cut it off before strawberries. I love big, juicy, sweet, and then...
Then whatever we
then
want.
We'll have some fun.
Yeah, then whatever we want, actually, after that. So let's not be crass, because we're about to talk about a very crass man and crass story.
This was not fun to... read.
No, and to unpack a little bit,
I mean,
it was...
The story itself is awful. The family drama being played out through the media was uncomfortable.
Terrible. Terrible. And, you know, listen, Britt Giroli, probably tired of writing these stories, to be honest with you. When we had Jen Decker, Cody Decker's wife, who went through the whole Brett Favre thing, you know, she's like, yeah, every time this comes up, you know, I'm the poster girl for unwanted sexual advances in the workplace. And it has cost her dearly in her career. And Britt Giroli in The Athletic, you know, they've been talking about Mickey Callaway And for a while, he's now the Angels pitching coach. And, man, it just gets worse and worse and worse, talking about his time in Cleveland, Ben. And now they're talking about the cover-up, if you will, from the higher-ups, guys like Terry Francona, guys like Chris Antonetti, who is the president, GM of the Indians?
President, I think.
Cleveland president, Chris Antonetti. So Chris Antonetti basically has been caught in a lie. There was a story that dropped on February 1st. He said he'd never heard any allegations of improper behavior by Callaway. Then, as people reported, he actually did. And so did Terry Francona. And it was kind of, it was definitely covered up for him because, hey, listen, he had some issues in New York, no big deal. It wasn't really on the field, so let's use that as a technicality. We can still hire the guy, and he can be, you know, the pitching coach or whatever role they had him in. But it was not a blindsided report, as Chris Antonetti had originally described it as.
In some ways, the cover-up, the ignoring of the problem is actually the bigger problem than the guy who is inappropriate, who makes women uncomfortable. I'm not excusing Mickey Callaway or any other, you know, sexual harasser, you know, by any sense of the imagination. But think about this, Woods. If the Cleveland Indians had simply at the beginning, you know, hey, we heard about it, we investigated it, we terminated him, we don't operate that way, our culture does not operate that way, the problem would go away pretty quickly. You know, guys, employees, they get the message fast. Hey, if I don't behave correctly, I'm not going to have a job. I'm not going to get to work in this really cool industry. But because the Cleveland Indians, you know, didn't talk about it, because the New York Mets didn't do their due diligence, you know, because people maybe who tried couldn't find out, because even female reporters are afraid to come forward because, you know, they're rightfully worried about being blackballed, not getting interviews, not getting jobs, then these guys are able to operate in the shadows and keep on doing what they've been doing. So sometimes it's everybody else that is even the bigger problem than these guys that are out there.
Well, Mickey, the story, as it explains in The Athletic, he would routinely hit on players' wives and girlfriends. It strains credulity that the organization did not know about this. I laughed out loud when I saw the quote in the original report that said it was the worst kept secret in baseball, because it was. It was the worst kept secret in the organization. He had a nickname, D-Pick Mick. Not D. D, like Richard. Richard Pick Mick is not the nickname that you want. D-Pick Ben is not what you want.
No. Well, it doesn't flow off the tongue.
It really
like
doesn't.
Mickey Callaway's nickname does.
It doesn't. But, you know, the interesting thing, I was reading Craig Calcaterra's Cup of Coffee newsletter this morning, and he said, you know, it's funny. Terry Francona yesterday came out and said, hey, listen, right now is not the time to respond to some of the questions I'm sure you have. I do hope at some point we're able to. I think we need to. Just know that we take this very, very serious. And I apologize. The interesting point that Craig made was, you know, it's so ingrained kind of in professional sports that they probably really didn't think they were covering anything up. They probably didn't think there was really anything that wrong with what he was doing. Hey, that's Mick's personal life. Did you hear the story of what kind of got him popped in the first place? He was having an affair with a woman. The husband found out, called at the time the Mets to complain, and when he was let go, then did he go Mets, Cleveland? Anaheim?
Cleveland, Mets, Anaheim.
So it was a woman in Cleveland he had an affair with. He got mad, called the front office, the husband. Then he called the Mets and said, hey, this is what happened here. So they knew about it. And then now he's in Anaheim. And their reaction was, well, listen, it's the guy's personal life. He can do whatever he wants. And that's kind of the mentality, I guess, in the game of baseball and probably every other sport, to be honest with you.
It's also exposed a pretty giant rift within the Francona family,
holy
Woods,
cow,
between Terry Francona, Tito, the manager of the Indians, and his son Nick. Now, I didn't know much about his son Nick until today or yesterday, but clearly he and Dad don't have the strongest of relationships.
Yeah, he put out a statement on Twitter and said, when the news about Mickey Callaway's behavior first came out earlier this year, I confronted my father, Chris Antonetti, and others with the Cleveland Indians. I wanted to know why they didn't say anything to me when the Mets hired Mickey Callaway, and they gave him a strong endorsement. My father lied to me and said he didn't know. Additionally, I think he and his colleagues fail to understand what is acceptable behavior and what isn't. I think that's what it really boils down to. I don't think they think he did anything wrong. You know, and I think they're I'm not going to say that they're taken aback, you know, by all of this. I think it's just the lay of the land.
I you know what? I'm not going to defend the Indians, but I'm going to defend guys who probably think, yeah, of course he's doing something wrong. I don't do that. You know, I wouldn't want to make someone feel uncomfortable. I show my disapproval. I roll my eyes when they went, oh, Mickey Callaway, you know, a great pitching coach, but, well, not a great guy. But I just think it's not my problem to deal with.
Correct.
And that is a problem. That attitude is a problem. I want to ask both of you this question, because I don't know what I would do. If I'm trying to put myself into the shoes of one of these, you know, probably young women who are trying to break into baseball media, you know, working somewhere in the sport, it's hard to get jobs, you know, guys and girls, you know, in baseball. It's a dream job. A lot of people want them. You get that opportunity, and all of a sudden you're confronted with someone like Mickey Callaway, who's maybe harassing you, sending you unwanted pictures. What do you do? Do you report it?
I really don't.
Do you stay quiet? Do you? I just don't know the answer to this, because I don't feel like I'm particularly courageous, and I'd worry, like Jennifer Decker told us, I'd worry about, you know, being cast as, oh, well, we can't hire her. She just goes off and, you know, complains about the people she's covering. That's horrible. But it is also is also reality for these women who are covering bail and have to deal with these creeps.
Well, they talked about the original person that Mickey Callaway was harassing, and she went back to her country and is out of the game. You know, all the work she put in is gone. You know, it's gone. And she's out of covering the game of baseball because of his actions. And I you know, we all like to think, oh, yeah, easy. I immediately go to the authorities, right? I mean, I know people that have gone to the authorities, men and women, and it's come back to bite them in the ass. And it seems like that happens more than the right thing happens, which would be Mickey Callaway being out of a job.
I would also say the other way you could go is just, you know, be stoic. Hey, you know, it's a picture, whatever. I'm just going to do my job, and I'm going to fight through it. Even then, though, you're going to feel uncomfortable.
You should be able. They should say, and I think that's one thing. Like, hey, I don't want this. I didn't ask for this. I don't want this. Please don't do this again. Please don't do this again. Or I will have to do something.
Okay,
like, it stops now.
And then you still, what was it, 66 pick, you know, texts that were unreturned.
It's true.
That happens as well. I think you'd also feel like, I can never really be alone interviewing one of these guys.
Right.
You know, I'd always have to have a colleague, someone standing by, which isn't fair. You sometimes get the best stuff, you know, one-on-one, when get someone to open up when you're doing an interview and want to have it in a more private setting. I never feel comfortable doing that, so I'd always have to have, like, a colleague standing by so I could feel comfortable. That's not right either.
No.
So it's such a terrible position to put these women in. I mean... You know, I wish these guys would think about the fact that, you know, it's just that entitlement that they feel, oh, yeah, I'm in baseball. I get to do whatever I want. Think about how now this person now has to react to you and frame their entire life because of what you're doing to her. It's awful.
I don't understand how he's still employed. You know, I have seen people talking about it. Well, they're doing the quote unquote investigation because at the end of the day, they want to be able to fire him and not pay him.
Yes.
And he's in California. You know, so that's going to be a challenge. But you can fire somebody for cause, you know, and not pay them or whatever buyout that you agree to. But that's the least of their worries right now. They got to figure out how they can make these women feel safe, you know, covering this game. Just like Ben, you're safe every time you go in the locker room, every time. You never worry somebody's going to grab your ass or send you, you know, unwanted pictures or whatever, ask you out for cocktails. You never have to worry about that. So you're free to do your job. Like, Eric Hosmer may roll his eyes at you and get mad at you, as he did before. You may get called in the principal's office, like Andy Green did. But you're never going to get worried about getting called in the principal's office and having your boobs grabbed, you know? I mean, that's just something that you don't have to worry about. I don't have to worry about. Paul doesn't have to worry about.
Maybe one of these women should play the long game and just, you know, keep a file
they
of
do.
All the
then
pictures
they should.
Sent and then put on, like, a gallery one day. You know, open it up.
At an art show.
At an art show. Here's all the pictures I've collected over the years with names, you know, right there.
Oh, just burn it all down, man. But yeah, he is. So
then the guys would be like, "You can't do that. That's private." It's like, "You sent it to me. It's not private if you sent it to me."
So there's a tweet from The Athletic. It says, "When asked about Mickey Callaway's job status, the Angels have cited their ongoing investigation into his alleged pattern of sexually inappropriate behavior. The question now is, what would it take for the team to ultimately part ways?" Holy cow. Whew. That's not the baseball talk I wanted to do this morning, Mickey Callaway, though it is very important. Very important.
It is.
I would like to talk about Fernando Tatis Jr. That's what I would like to talk about. I would like to talk about the fact that Slam Diego is very much alive.
So as mentioned, the base is loaded for the first time this year. Fernando at the dish. And the first pitch to Tatis is launched to deep left field. Slam Diego has come to Arizona. And Tatis, a no-doubter, way up on the berm in left. And the Padres have themselves a five-run second inning against the Diamondbacks.
Berm. I didn't know that word.
A berm?
I didn't know that word.
Kind of like a hillside.
Paul
but not
knew
a full
it. I didn't,
hill.
I didn't know what a berm
up on
was.
The berm. I loved, by the way, new color analyst Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yeah.
Just really, really nailed it perfectly in that. I don't know if you missed it. If you want to listen to it again, we're going to have Tony on. I'm going to ask him about this at 8:35. What was going through his head, his analysis here of Fernando Tatis Jr.'s swing on this grand slam?
Fernando at the dish. And the first pitch to Tatis.
There it is. That was the instant analysis.
That is fan, that's straight fan reaction, because you cannot believe what you just saw. It's exactly what I would have done. Exactly. You could have put Ben and Woods, Ben calling the action, I would have gone, like that.
I like that.
I do too.
It's the right thing.
It's the right thing to
that
do.
That was my reaction watching it. It's a jaw-dropping.
Listen to how loud it is.
So as mentioned, the base is loaded for the first time this year. Fernando at the dish. And the first pitch to Tatis is launched to deep left field.
So apparently the balls that he has been hitting this spring have been absolute missiles. 109 miles an hour on a grounder, I think, the other day.
That was 113.
That was 113. Just, guys, I mean, he's ours. You know, he's ours. Like, he's a San Diego Padre.
It's bat flip.
The bat flip, fantastic. Fantastic.
All right, we're going to come back to the round of the report, but did you see the other clip? The one from the fan perspective?
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant.
The Arizona Dodgers. Okay, let's save that. We'll get to that when we come back, because this was, you need to bleep out a little bit.
Yeah,
he's already. But yeah, we'll play that as well, because these guys, I think they were Diamondbacks fans, right?
Actually, I think the guy is a Marlins fan.
And
he knows the pitcher very well.
Caleb Smith, who threw that pitch and just timed this perfectly. So we'll play that for you. We'll get to our rival report as well, including an update. Oh, yeah, on Johnny Manziel. That's where it belongs, right in the Rhino Report. Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.